without liquor.
Welcome to this episode of Laughing Without Liquor, a woman's guide to living it up without the booze. Join your long-term recovery hosts, Lane Kennedy and Tamar Medford, as they have insightful conversations with others on an alcohol-free journey. We're glad you're here. Now let's dive into this episode.
Laughing Without Liquor. The content presented on the Laughing Without Liquor website and podcast is for informational purpose only and not intended to diagnose or treat disease. Before making any changes to your nutrition or supplementation, please make sure to check with your physician or healthcare provider. Laughing Without Liquor podcast is for general information purpose only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including or giving medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition that they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare profession. So we're just letting you know that we're here sharing our experience, and we want you to take your health serious. So that's our disclaimer. Enjoy the show. Here we are, Tamar Medford.
Lane Kennedy.
And you, my friend, who are listening, thank you so much for hanging out with us one more episode. Oh, Tamar, a lot is happening. This book, we got like, okay, I don't know if you, listener, if you have ever written a book with an editor and you've been on a tight deadline, we are on a wicked tight deadline. Makes me nervous every day. Every day I'm like feeling a little, right? Plus we have our own full-time jobs, lives, coaching clients, right? Like families. Oh yeah. Families. Dogs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Them.
Yeah. Friends, programs that we are both in, fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, but we're not here to talk to you about it being a lot. What are we here to talk about?
We're here to talk about like clearing space and, you know, the direction of the show, where we see it going, and really just kind of practicing what we preach. And I feel like, you know, what you were talking about, the busyness of our lives, that is a gift of living a sober lifestyle.
100%.
I would not have any of this, you know, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, I'm so busy, I have so much on my plate, and it's all really great things, if I hadn't become sober. And, but sometimes we take on too much, because as we've mentioned on previous shows, I mean, we're go-getters. We, you know, if we put even half the amount of effort into creating the life we wanted to, that we did into getting drunk, I can tell you most people would have a very successful life, even if they just put half the amount. Because, I mean, if I wanted a drink, Lane, watch out. Right? So we, you know, have talked about, hey, we've got a lot going on. We need to create some space.
A lot of space.
A lot of space.
Well, I just think like it's creative space, right? When you're writing a book, and the book that we're writing for Dummies is pretty intense. It's about living in long-term recovery. It's about helping people in the future, right? Like it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
So when I think about space and what we're going to be doing over the next, I don't know, say 12 weeks, it's not like we're going to get a big break. It's creative space that we'll be putting into the pages of Sobriety for Dummies.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. Which means for you, my friend, who are listening, who is listening, we're going to go on hiatus. You know, like Game of Thrones or The Sopranos did, or, you know, like Mad Men, right? Like they're seasons.
Yep.
Ted Lasso, like seasons.
Well, and one of the other things we talked about was that we have a ton of topics that we could talk about week in and week out, and probably never run out of episode ideas, you know. And thank you for letting us know what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. Like, we always appreciate when you engage with us. But then we're thinking, you know, what if we really kind of did deep dives into more specific things that you'd like to know about? Mm-hmm. And trying things and sharing our experience by actually doing some of these things, you know, and make it a little bit more short and sweet, because we know you're probably super busy just like us, and you've got a lot of things going on, and you might not have time to listen week in and week out.
Right. I don't know. I think this is a really great idea, because when Mad Men would come on, I would wait for it, right? Like Game of Thrones, the same thing. I would be like, oh my God, it's coming. You know, it would be gone for 18 months or 12 months, gone. I'd be like, oh, it's got to get back. And then I would re-listen, re-watch the old episodes. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of magical. So I'm hoping that we can share more deeply on a specific subject matter, and perhaps you'll like to send that into us over on the website. If you get on the mailing list or in our email newsletter, The Life Jacket, I'm going to start doing some questioning around that. So you'll be able to participate with what are the shows that you want us to do a deep dive into. I think that's cool.
I think it's very cool. And I mean, you know, Lane and I are laughing without liquor. You know, we have such amazing lives as a result of not putting alcohol in our bodies anymore and doing all these other cool things, right? Okay. So that is us, and that will always be us. But there's so much to that, as you've heard on the show. I mean, we've talked about DNA, we've talked about recovery, parenting, so many different topics. But yeah, I really love this whole idea of going more seasonal and deep diving and getting into it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if we did an episode or a deep dive into queer sobriety? I mean, that's like a whole thing, right? Like, you know, in and out, we go deep and then we're out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what about, you know, a deep dive on parenting, like, I'm talking deep, like, you know, talking about different types of parenting tools and if they work or not. And right, like really going deep into these subject matters that I don't think other people in long-term recovery are really talking about. What about like media, like movies? Like we could even do a deep dive on, you know, sober shows.
Yep. Because they affect us. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't get to watch TV a lot. It's kind of in little mini spurts in an evening. But when I get into a show, especially when it's about recovery, there, you know, I'm currently watching Grey's Anatomy, and I know that I'm way behind because that show came out a long time ago, and now it's, I think, going on episode 22, but they touch on addiction in it, and, you know, seeing people, you know, pass away from this crisis, it just really hit me, and it makes me think, you know, how am I showing up in my recovery? So like some of these shows can really have an impact on us. So why not binge watch them and then talk about them and really dive into what's happening?
Yeah, I think we have some space. We'll have some space to think and dream and get creative over the next 12 weeks as we write and clear our plate for a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I will continue to write for The Life Jacket, and then, you know, we'll also have posts over at the Sober Curator.
Yeah.
So I'm posting over at the Sober Curator twice a month. Are you posting over there as well tomorrow?
Well, one of the things, and I love that you talk about, you know, sobriety and queer, is that I have never really discussed what it's like to be someone who's come out later on in life and live in recovery. And I think a big part of why I started drinking was because I knew I was different. I didn't want to acknowledge it because I wanted so desperately to fit in. And I mean, I started drinking, I couldn't stop. right? Because it was just, it was a cover up. And so, you know, kind of the coming out sober and talking about what that means to me and how I live my life, because I love writing about the things that are going on with me personally. So that'll be over on the Sober Curator eventually. So, I mean, that all ties into what we're doing here.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think, I don't know, this, it feels good for me.
Mm-hmm. It does feel good.
Not that I don't want to be with you, my dear listener, at all, but we have a lot going on right now. So do we have anything else that we want to share with her?
No, I think the important thing is really just get on the newsletter list. That way you'll stay connected with us. Mm-hmm. Head over to the Sober Curator. We're on there as well. So you'll get to see stuff. I mean, we're not going away.
No.
And just stay connected with us. And the same thing, you know, if you have any topic ideas or you're like, yeah, you know, Tamara Lane, I'd love to deep dive into this, reach out to us, you know, info@laughingwithoutliquor.com.
Super. So we will be back June 10th. June 10th.
That's right before my 12th birthday.
Yay.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting.
And before the wedding. Dun, dun, dun.
I know. I know. It's exciting.
All right, everyone. Thank you for being with us and for always for listening. Please share us out and jump on the newsletter. Tamara, I love you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
I love you too. See you soon, everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Laughing Without Liquor. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Living in recovery can be a blast, and we are glad you're laughing without the liquor with us. We hope you'll join us again in the next episode. Until then, take care.